Okay, we're continuing the Rambam in the 16th chapter of Sulam Darshim, Halacha Hey. Continuing with this idea of Pigol, that things only become Pigol. The general rule is, if the only problem is the Pigol Machshava, that's what makes it Pigol. If there'd be another Machshava that would make it Puzzle, it can't be Pigol. If it was another machshava that it will still remain kosher, then it could become pigul. Remember, he said shinui hashem, when it doesn't make it puzzle, it could now become pigul. But only when you make it puzzle will it now longer be pigul. Then we talked about adding half a gezias with half a gezias. We talked about that. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. There's two until the end of the chapter. There are two halachas that, as much as I'm hard as I'm trying to figure it out, I can't explain it. All right, so I'll preempt the question, and I don't know the answer. I've been working on it. It ain't going to happen anyway. So now we did discuss earlier, I think the 13th chapter, some also, there's other wrong thoughts that are so not significant, they don't do anything wrong at all. They don't even render the thing puzzle. And the Rambam listed a whole slew of them in chapter 13, Halacha 8. For example, if a person thought to put the blood in the wrong place by the mizbeach, thinking, not that you did it. No, look, remember we discussed that you're supposed to sprinkle the blood above the red line, below the red line. If you actually sprinkle it above when it's supposed to go below, then it's puzzle. But if you just think that, that's nothing. Remember, we'll have the basic three general machshavas here.
That's not considered the wrong place.
It doesn't matter. These aren't the ones that are the bad machshavas, right? It's just, it's not the wrong place, means outside of the Azara. Outside the Azara is the wrong place, right? Or other types of things. They eat it when you're tummy or things. Those are irrelevant. They're not good, but as thoughts, the only thoughts are mamish, the wrong place, out of the Azara, the wrong time, the wrong name. Others, they're not wonderful thoughts. And you shouldn't be thinking it, but it's not going to really create problems. So all he's going to say in Halacha Hey now is you have all these other thoughts that really aren't going to be a problem. Together with the Pigel thought, it will be Pigel, because those thoughts aren't strong enough to make any problems. This is the easy Halacha to start us off. Hey. Choshev al adomim hanitani lamata. You were thinking about blood that's supposed to be sprinkled below the red line. It's only a thought now. You didn't do anything wrong at all. You just thought. Leading us to the mala. You want to now put them on the top of the line instead of below the line. Well, in Nitola mala, those supposed to go above the line, we'll see the lamata, going below the line. Ukayets are similarly, b'machshavas elo, any of these thoughts, she'ain opposing, that don't render the korban puzzle. Kamosha, as we explained in chapter 13, that whole list of the, you want to have a tummy guy eat it, or whatever, those are not going to make a problem. And now, the Erev Imam, and mixing together with them in a different avoda, let's say during the Zrika, you had this thought that's not that terrible, and now during the Kabbalah, not the Zrika, whatever, during the Shechita, and then by the Kabbalah, now you have the real pigul thought of Machsheves Hazman. I want to do it the wrong time. Then Hareza pigul. That's pigul because the other thought was not significant enough to even make it possible. So it is pigul. The next line, the commentaries do not understand why the Rambam writes it, because it's so obvious. It's almost a repetition, and they don't understand why this next halacha was said. What if you had a thought of the wrong place prior or after the thought of pigul? Hareza puzzle. It's puzzle vena pigul. It's not pigul because the wrong place does make the korban puzzle. So why the Ram had to say this? This was mentioned way back in the beginning of this chapter, and the commentaries say it's hard to understand what he's trying to teach us over here.
Maybe he's comparing it to what I said was not really the wrong place. Above and below the line is not the wrong place, but this is wrong place.
Yeah, okay, that's... But it's been mentioned earlier in the chapter.
Comparing to the...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but all the answers, they come out of our dochik. So anyway, just that's all it is. Vav is long, but it's not... It's one basic idea. The Rambam himself will question his ruling, saying, well, how can I say this? And after says the answer, you're going to still say, I don't understand the answer. And I don't understand the answer, but we got to do it. That's all.
And then we're okay, smooth sailing after these.
No, then there's one other one, but we should be, it's not that bad. Okay, Chashav al Hadam, I got to listen carefully now. Hanita Lamala, okay, so we're talking about again, the Dam, your thing is sprinkling in the wrong place, above, below, whichever is the wrong place over here. So you thought on the blood, that's supposed to be done above, but now listen carefully. Lesiton Lamachor, to sprinkle it tomorrow. Lamata, below the line.
It's a combination, but it's mostly time.
You've combined them both in one thought. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, Al Hadam Anitin Lamata, or let's say blood that's supposed to go below the line, Lesito Lamacher, to do it tomorrow, Lamala, above the line. Okay? Same problem, just the reverse, same issue. Oh, and the next two are similar as well. The Rambam didn't mention last time, but same thing. Remember, there's some bloods that are sprinkled in the Heichal, let's say the inner Mizbeach, some bloods sprinkled in the outer Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. But not talking about out of the Azara. Right. Okay, what's the halacha if you generally, if I think I'm going to want to sprinkle what goes on the inside of the Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach, vice versa? Doesn't make it possible. It's the same thing above the line. I'm just elaborating. All right. So how about let's say blood b'heichal that's supposed to be sprinkled inside the heichal, and the bad thought is lesiton lamacher do tomorrow b'mizbeach chitzon on the outer mizbeach where that on the mizbeach is not a possible thought. Well, tomorrow is a puzzle thought. Mm-hmm. You want to think to sprinkle blood that's supposed to be on the outer mizbech, or to do it tomorrow inside the heichal. Now, before you read the next two words, what would you think the law would be? Based on what we said, what would you think?
Since it doesn't make it possible, you think it'd still be a problem with people?
Yes, that's, you would say it should be people. It should be much different than we did before. Says the Rambam, ain't a people. It's not pigle. Now, we would have thought, we just said the halacha before, if during one avoda you think of doing it above or below the line, and then the other avoda, you have this wrong time, we say, well, since the other one doesn't make it possible, the pigle is activated.
It seems
for some reason, if you put them together in the same thought, it's not pigle. Now, let's continue. The Rambam understands the question we will have even. He will even speak it out, the question.
I knew that, though. Just wait.
Ava pi shechashav machshevas hazman, even though he had a thought of the wrong zman. And the wrong zman is a genuine pigle thought. But ho'el v'shina mekom nesinas hadam b'machshavto, since he changed the place of where the blood should be in his thought, Hareza pi puzzle, it makes it puzzle the ain't a pigle. He says it's going to be puzzle and not pigle, even though before he said that wouldn't make it puzzle when it was separated, because those things don't make a puzzle. Now he's saying Hareza puzzle the ain't a pigle. Remember, if you just had those thoughts alone, these four thoughts, it wouldn't make it puzzle at all. Okay. If you just were thinking, I want to do above the line, below the line by itself, nothing. If now we said, if you had that thought, and in a separate part of the body of the pigle thought, it's pigle. Now I see, if you're combining this pigle and non-puzzle thought in the same thought, he's saying it's not pigle, but it is puzzle. So now the Rambam's going to ask the question. He asked the question straight up. And after we've already explained in the previous halachas, shadam shenitel shelo bimkoma, when you put the blood in the wrong place with the thought, right? Ki ilo nitan bimkomo, that it's like it's been in the right place. Lama lo yezer pigel b'machshava zu? Why shouldn't it be pigel with this thought? Shechatav liten adam shalobim kom l'machar. If you thought to put the blood not in its right place tomorrow, why shouldn't it be pigel? Come on, just like we said the case before, mipnei shadam hanitan shalobim komo. Because now that's the question. So now the answer, I'm going to read you the answer. I'll say the answer, but I don't understand the answer. Because let's say, what if he really did put the blood in the wrong place? Now, I'm thinking he did. What is the halacha if you actually put the blood in the wrong place? So he says, Afal pisha zevach kosher. The zevach is kosher, meaning to say, you can finish processing it.
It doesn't help.
But ain't a matter habasar bachila. It doesn't let you eat the food, though.
It doesn't help the guy either.
If you sprinkle, if you sprinkle the blood in the wrong place. But he's saying the zevach is kosher. It's a kosher zevach, but you're not allowed to eat it. As we explained earlier in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, they're called zrika, and now a zrika. She'ena materes habasar b'achila. If the zrika will not allow the meat to be eaten, im chashav litno chut lizmano. So now, if you're going to think to do it also outside this man, lo pigel, doesn't make it pigel.
But you couldn't eat it anyway.
Yeah, but that's only if you actually did it. If you actually did it, we're talking about thinking. Levika, therefore, im chazer so. If you're going to now add to that a thought of the wrong time, I don't understand. It said if you actually did it, well then you couldn't eat it. Remember, the whole idea is you want the pickle thought to destroy it totally. It can't be something else wrecks it up. Already said these thoughts don't wreck it up.
Right.
But now we're saying, well, for some reason, if you have that thought in the wrong, above and below, or spring in the wrong, that wrong place, with the actual pigel thought, if you really would have done it in the wrong thing, you couldn't eat it. So now when it's with the pigel thought isn't the only spoiler. But that doesn't make sense, because if you just think about it, it's not a problem. So I don't know how to answer the question at all. I'm stuck. I don't have an answer.
Commentaries? No.
This sounds like the pickle thought.
Even your English commentary there is useless.
There's no note.
Oh, so nobody has any issues.
I think there was, but it was useless. Yeah.
Nobody has any issues with
this. I'm sure this question, I just don't have time to go into more.
It just sounds like the pickle thought is on something that's not done properly. It's connected.
It shouldn't. For some reason, if it's the same thought at the same time, he now says it makes a puzzle and not pickle.
I can hear why it's not pickle, but I don't understand why it's puzzle.
I don't get it.
It's almost like no effect plus the
pickle. It's like totally what you wouldn't expect at all. So I don't know.
Because without the wrong thought about time, it would have no impact.
He asks the question himself, right? Lama lo yezer pigel, right?
So maybe he's quoting a Gemara that this is how it is.
I don't know. And it's so funny. I don't get it. Okay, let's move on.
It could be just non-logical. Just the Gemara says that this is it.
I don't know. He's trying to say the logic. I just don't get it. The commentators aren't helping me either. All right, let's move on. All right, can't understand everything.
120 well fast.
Zion. Okay, this is not too bad. Next couple ones. Zion. Chashav Machshev. Now we're going to talk about an entire complete part of Avoda. As you'll see in a minute, when we deal with the Kmitza. Now we're going back to the meal offerings. What really constitutes kmitz? Remember, taking a komets. But what is the complete? We're going to now find out that the pigel thought has to incorporate one of the four processes, but it's got to be a complete process with pigel thought, not a partial process of pigel. Now, what do you mean partial?
You know, all four steps?
No. Each one of the four steps. Any one of the four steps needs a pigel. But the step has to be complete. The question is, I don't know how that's not complete. Shechting, it's 1, 2, 3. It's like there's not much ill. But there is, by a mincha, it's possible to split up within one step, and that's where the changes can happen. Let's explain. Chashav machshev zman bishas kmitza. Okay. Now, when you have a mincha offering that has the general normal mincha offering has got the flour and the frankincense put on the top. The kmitza includes taking the fist out and taking the frankincense out. Take it out and put it into a kli sharis. So what would the kmitza activity, a full, now remember, each step we call it a matir. As you go through one step and another step, it now will make this mincha permissible to eat or to make it processed. So now, what is this step of kmitza made up? It's really made up of two parts. Taking the flour out and the frankincense out. It's a two-stage, one part.
It's one motion? It's one motion.
No, but it's steps. It's called the kmitza. There's four steps here. Kmitza, putting into a kli sharis, moving it, burning it. Those are the steps, right? So one step one, kmitza, means two steps in the first step. That's the point. So therefore, what the Rav is going to say, if you want to have a pigul thought, it has to be through the entire two steps of that first step, in that step to make it a pigul thought. Other steps, we don't care. But this one, that's the point he's saying. So let's say as he's taking the kmitza out, he's having a thought, I'm going to burn this thing in the wrong day. But then when he's taking out the frankincense, he's not thinking about anything. He's not continuing the thought.
So he's thinking about, no thought.
He has no thought. Or Shechoshev Machshev Sazman Bizman Likudo Avona, or when he was taking out the frankincense, he thought to have the time, I'm gonna burn it, whatever, at the wrong time. Avalobashas Kmitza, and not at the time he did the Kmitza. So interesting what he says. Hareze psula ve'ena pigul. Interesting. It's not pigul, because to make it pigul, the entire step, the entire matir has to be knocked off. But on the other hand, there was a bad thought for half of the matir. So it's psula ve'ena pigul. Ad sheyachshav machsheves hazman bechol hamatir. Until you have the wrong thought of the time during the entire process of the matir that permits that to happen. And he's saying, even though you had a thought by the first half, by the komates, and you were just silent in your mind by the second one, we don't say that it just rolls on. What you thought before is including that. We don't do that, because you can't have that. And what is the complete matir, the step of permissibility? Sha komates im halavona. It's the fistful with the frankincense, Bishas kmitza sa komets velikud halavona, as you take the komets and pick up the lavona. Okay, or let's say, what's going to be the next step? You have to put them both into a utensil. So he puts both of them separately into the utensil. That's the next step. Same thing. He's got to be thinking as he drops both of them in. Obishas nesinesh shneim bakli. When you put both of them in the utensil, obishas holochasa, where you're carrying both of them in the kli, obishas sri kusim should be crossed out. There's no sprinkling of the komets. It should be written haktarasa, the burning. So by the burning, you have to burn both of them. Your thoughts have to be on both of them. So the real point the Rambam is saying is this pigul thought must be through the entire one step, even though it's a two-step, one step. What's interesting is you might have thought it should be nothing. But we're saying, no, it's a pretty bad thought. Even though it's a thought on half of the process, it's enough to make it puzzle, not enough to make it pigul. Okay.
So if you had two different time thoughts for each of A and B, they're both pickle thoughts, but one was I'll have it tomorrow, and the other was I'll have it.
Then I would I assume it doesn't have to be the same pickle thought. It's still a pickle thought.
Yeah, okay.
That's to make this. Ches is another one that I don't understand. He's going to say law A that makes sense, law B that makes sense, and law C that doesn't make sense. And it's like derivatives. It's like you say, okay, this should be nope. So it's another, this is the other second hard one here. Chashav bikas haktoras hakomets. Okay, now you're burning the komets now. Now, it's very interesting. Remember, you have to burn two things now. This step is komets and lavona.
Right.
Okay. So now, this is interesting. Once you're ready burning it, there really isn't, the only bad thought you could then have would be, let's say, eating, if you could eat it afterwards. But sometimes you don't eat any. There's nothing more to eat. So now, what bad thought, once you're ready at the burning stage, at the wrong time, what could I do wrong? Like, this is the end of the line, right? Let's say it's a meal offering that'll be totally burnt, let's say. Anyway, Bishas Haktaris, when you're burning the komates, he has a thought, Shiyakter Halavon Lamachar. He's going to burn the frankincense tomorrow. Now, that certainly couldn't make that pigle, could it?
Because, not doing it.
Well, for a logical reason.
Well, he's already done.
Well, he hasn't.
One step.
He's only done half.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it can't go any further, because you'd have to have the next thing, the frankincense, and having a bad thought of Zman, but for whatever there's left, but there isn't. Not necessarily, unless it'd be eating the leftovers. Right. But so his just bad thought is wrong time to burn the second half of the item that's got to be burned, which is the frankincense. He says, ain't a pigle. That's not pigle. Shein haktara mefageles haktara. The burning, the pigle thought of the burning cannot make pigle the next haktara, right? It's got to be rather another avoda out of the zman. So that doesn't work. That's pretty clear. That's logical, right? So that's step A is logical. Let's do step B, which is also v'cheinim hikter halavona levada. What if you just burn the frankincense by itself? Oh, hakometz levada, or you're just burning the kometz by itself. Only you then do both. V'umechashiv lechol shiar melecha. Now the leftovers that the kohen can eat, you're supposed to eat that day. But he's having the wrong thought that tomorrow I'm going to eat the leftovers. But you only had it, that thought, during one of the two burning items that you did. Mm-hmm. What would you say the halacha is? We already know that from before. Hareza psula, it's possible, but vena pigle. It's not pigle because you only were thinking that we had from the halacha before.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 2 points over here. If when you're burning the komets, I think I want to burn the frankincense tomorrow, doesn't work at all. Doesn't work at all. Doesn't do anything. He's saying it doesn't make pigle at all. Okay. If though I'm burning one of the two, having in mind to mess up the eating afterwards, we say it's psula ain't pigle, because again it's not the full avoda. Okay, now she'ein mefagli mechatzi matir. You can't make pigle, we're only doing half of the step. So what if I put the first and second case together? Avolim hitter as hakometz levado. What if he burns the kometz alone? V'choshev shiyakter levona l'mach. He plans to burn the levona tomorrow. That was the first case, wasn't it?
Right.
Where we said what? No pigle, right? Yeah. And additional, v'acher kach. But then what does he do? Hitter halavona. He now does burn the levona today. Remember, the case is I'm just thinking to burn the levona. Doesn't mean I'm going to. It's just... Even in the first case, let me repeat, even in the case from before, if when I'm burning the komets, I'm thinking to burn the Lavona tomorrow, but I actually burn the Lavona now. That's where I'm says it's not a pigle thought. It's got to be on something else, on a different avoda, not on the same avoda.
Yeah.
So again, so over here, so he says, when he's burning the komets, I think I'm going to burn the Lavona tomorrow. Now, what does he do? Now he's burning the Lavona now. And now when he's burning Lavona, he thinks I'm going to eat the remnant food tomorrow. Where that halacha by itself doesn't make it pigle. Neither one of those two thoughts in the previous two halachas made it pigle, right? So let's get the case now. You're burning the komets, and I'm thinking I'm going to burn the Lavona tomorrow. But you don't. We already said that doesn't make it pigle. Now you're burning the Lavona now. And now you're planning to eat the Shirayim tomorrow. We said in that case, doesn't make it pigle, just puzzle.
Right.
But now I've done both thoughts, one after the other. I raise that pigle. That is pigle. You give me the answer.
Yeah, right?
Sharei poshto machsheves man b'chol ha-mincha. Because it seems we're connecting the thoughts of Zman. You have the wrong Zman in the complete thought, even though they're totally different items that you're thinking about.
Did you see the note?
No. So even though neither of the tents in their own right would cause the sacrifice to be considered as pigel, when combined they have this effect. To explain, until the frankincense is offered, it's forbidden to partake of the remaining portions of the meal offering. Thus, having the intent to offer the frankincense on the following day is equivalent to having the intent to partake of the remainder of the offering on the following day. Do you understand that?
Mm.
I don't either. So anyway, and the footnote even notes the question. He says, any thought by itself does do pigel, right? Each one is not working, but I guess he's saying they do combine. Now, the problem is, the real problem is from chapter 14. You see, this is the real, so what you're saying is, he's saying we can combine the two Zman thoughts. He's saying the half-pigel thought with the half-pigel thought can be combined. That's what he's saying. Because I had a half-pigel thought when I burnt the comets. And then I had a different half-thought when I was burning the frankincense. So I guess he's considering it as you can combine it. You can combine it.
So this little pickle was too small.
Yes, right. Right. Now he says he got a question from chapter 14. He says, how is it different when a person was thinking? Look what we had earlier. When a person's thinking to eat half a kezias, he was thinking to eat half a kezias at the wrong time and to burn half a kezias at the wrong time, that we said the zevach is kosher because you don't combine achila, eating and burning. From a previous level, we don't combine those half thoughts, and here you do. All right, that would need a bit of thought to understand the difference. Okay, we'll stop it over here. We'll finish the parak tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Goya.